Yes.
Sorry, the line got disconnected. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah.
Put me on speaker first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go back to your home screen. And there is an app which says AnyDex. It will be on the very top.
Yeah, I pressed it.
Yes. Now, what can you see now? Now, you will see an option called Start Now. You need to click on Start Now. If you see the option Start Now, click on that one.
Start recording or casting with any disc.
Start now. Yes.
Now, just display our feature now, right?
Yeah, okay. Go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen once again. Now, you have, we have just checked the IP address, and the IP address is showing you unprotected. So, we have to check everything one by one. Okay? Okay. Now, you need to check your email. Just check your email. Do you receive any?
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Yes. Log into your email. You need to check your email that do you got any suspicious mail from Amazon or anything like that, which is
No suspicious email.
Okay. So right now what you should receive a mail from, you should receive a mail from eBay that is a purchase has been, but right now they have got into your email address. That is the reason you are not receiving the mails coming from all the activities, online activities. Okay?
Okay.
So right now, could you please confirm me? You need to just check your statement as well, your banking statement. Do you see any suspicious on your statement or not? Check your online statement.
No, I'm already checked that. No, it's fine.
Check it right now, because right now they have tried to do another stuff.
Yeah, but my balance is zero, so they can't get any money out.
Just check it from your side. If it is zero, just check from your end.
Mm-hmm.
You need to check it one by one. Just check it. When you check it, let me know. Okay, from where do you check it? Could you please confirm me, from your cell phone or from your computer?
From my phone.
Sorry?
My phone.
Okay, so just check it from your phone. When you've done that, let me know, okay? You need to check your statement about 3 days. You need to check the statement of 3 days.
Yeah, I'm doing that now. There's nothing's come out.
From which phone you are doing that? From this phone or from the other phone?
From the other phone.
Do not check it from the other phone. The other phone is not safe right now. You can see your IP is being hacked by those fraudulent persons. So check it in this phone. Check on this phone that your statement is correct or not.
I don't have it on this phone.
Okay. What type of phone is the other phone? Is that Android or is that an iPhone?
It's an Android.
Okay.
I don't have it on this phone either. But I'm a poor man, I don't have money, I've got like $200 in my bank, why people want to do this to me? It's chaos, it's my day off work, I don't want to be doing this, man. No, I can't check it.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Yeah, I understand that you have a little amount of money, but if the charge goes authorized by the person, then you will be charged for that amount. And I do believe you do not want that. That's correct?
Correct.
Yes. So that is the reason we are checking. If we have checked your email, you are telling me that you didn't receive the mail. So they have got your email address. Now, right now, from that phone, it is not safe anymore to check your statement. So can you do it on this phone?
Yes.
Yes, do it in this. Check your statement on this phone.
I have to download the website app. I'll do it. I'm sure. There's nothing in my account anyway. My account's zero.
So you can do on that phone, you can check it, but first of all, we have to secure it right now. Okay, so open up the Play Store from that phone as well. Open up the Play Store.
Fucking hell. And how do I know that this is said income? How do I know you aren't setting me up to...
I'm not asking you any of your personal or financial information over the call. Right now, we are just...
I was saying that number coming in. Can I just answer this number?
Sorry?
Can I just answer this phone call that's coming in?
No.
No, someone was trying to call me.
Yes, do not accept that call.
I ignored it.
Yes. Now, from the other cell phone, open up the Play Store.
I have.
Now, type AnyDesk once again over there.
It's got AnyDesk plugin, add one. Uninstall.
No. From the other cell phone, which you are using right now, which you have tried to use the Westpac.
Yeah, this is the one I'm using right now. I don't have Westpac banking app in this phone.
Where you do check your online statement, where is that phone?
Here, but I don't have online banking. I go to the bank.
Oh, you don't do online banking?
No.
So how do you check your statement then?
They send it to me in the mail.
Okay, they send it from the mail. Okay, just hold from a mail. Not a problem, we will help you. You just told me that you have to download the application. No need to worry. Open up the Play Store once again. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah.
Now, at the very top, do you see the magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on the magnifying glass. And what is the number?
Andy Desk.
Make it empty. Make it empty.
Yep.
Now type over there Westpac, your bank name.
Oh, no, I don't want to download the fucking app, man.
Right now, for today only, you are going to check the statement. From tomorrow, it will be like the paper statement like you do always, like you call your bank.
Westpac App Australia, yeah?
Yes, click on that one, first option.
Install more shit into my phone. I don't want all this stuff in my phone.
After the security is done, you can...
I just ring up and answer and fucking send messages. I don't want to get raided and fucking people raiding my... How do they get my account number anyway?
Because if you are not doing the online banking, but right now through the cell phone, and whenever you go to a store, you swipe a debit card. That's correct? The card machine which you are being used, that is not even safe and secure. Through that card machine, they are got into the Wi-Fi and they are taking the information from your card. And they are trying to purchase this kind of stuff. That's the reason.
Good luck, David. I've got nothing. This number's ringing again.
Yes, I understand that. Do not accept any other call right now. Do not accept it. And apart from this, do you receive any other call?
No.
Before?
Alright, it's 85%. 86.
Okay. Now, it will be automatically downloaded. No need to worry. Go back to your home screen.
Yeah.
And open up the AnyDesk once again. There will be a red color icon which says AnyDesk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you open it up?
Yeah, plug-in activation.
Plug-in. Click on OK. Do you see plug-in?
Start recording or casting with AnyDesk.
Click on Start now.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
AnyDesk control service off.
You need to turn it on.
Yeah. Stability. AnyDesk control service AD1 off.
Can you turn it on? Give a quick
Turned it on, but it says shortcut.
Oh, shortcut. Click on the shortcut and turn it on the shortcut as well.
No, it's in the bathroom. The bathroom.
Sorry?
So use any desk control service AD1. Yeah. Line options. Any desk control service AD1 shortcut.
Okay. Did you turn on both the ones? Did you turn on both the ones?
Yeah, both.
Open up the NDX application from your cell phone. Go back to your home screen and open up the application. Where you can see the number 7579.
What, yeah?
Now, now click on start now.
I have connection established.
Okay, go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen. Now, right now, you have just downloaded the Westpac app. You will see an app which says Westpac. Click on the Westpac.
Mm-hmm.
Just now, if you see that, let me know.
Yeah, I clicked on Westpac.
So, you never checked your statement online, that's correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did you done
that's
that?
Correct.
Okay, so if you are right now, what options coming up, let me know.
Existing cuts are keeping your money safe.
Click on next. Now what comes up, tell me.
Access device.
Click on next. Yes,
keeping it secure, next.
Yes. Every option coming up, that's your banking information. You need to ask.
I don't know my password ID.
Yes.
Or my password.
Over there, you can see just below register for online banking in a white color. Click on that one. You haven't done
that yet. I don't need to do this now, man. I was fucking sleeping.
Sir, right now for getting your information secured right now, you have to check it right now. So just check it. And over there, it will be asking for information. Do it slowly, slowly. That's your wrist pack. Okay, I'm on the line.
I'm going to fucking put my card in, card number, first name, last name, date of birth. Why have to put all this in now?
Because it's your Westpac application, sir. It's your banking application. It will
help
you.
I can't take money from my account. I've got nothing in there.
Sir, if you do not have in there, it will go through overdraft or it will go on minus. You are thinking about the money. You are not thinking about your identity. Your informations are being used by those fraudulent persons. For some illegal activities, they are doing that as well.
Yes, but I'm fucking no one. Why do they want to be me? Right.
Because they are from the overseas person. That's what
I'm doing. 63, back in hell. 6102. Fuck. 1779.
Do it. Do not.
6103 65721. Right. Last one. Yes. State of birth. You with me, sir?
Yes, I am on the line.
Yeah.
Now click on continue.
Continue.
After that, go at the very top. Just check your information. Have you put in the information correctly or not?
Yes, I'll match those on our system. Please try again a call us on 1300.
Okay, just hold for a moment.
Okay.
Just hold for a moment. Okay, and when was your last time you called your bank and checked the balance?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And what was the last closing balance they were saying to you?
$2.
$2 or $200?
$2.
$2. Okay. And apart from this bank, do you have any other bank?
No.
And do you use any credit cards?
No.
Okay, just hold for a moment.
I don't do anything financial over the phone.
Yes, and check your information. Is that correct? Did you put in or not?
Oh, fuck stage.
Just check it.
5163. 6186. 1 7 5 6 1. Yeah, there ain't. That's correct. So correct.
Okay, okay.
One double
shit. Paisa bhi to nahi hai, kya Woolworths mein karenge?